charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I've been joined live via Zoom by a good friend and a fine journalist. He is Pat Kreitlow with the Up North News and the Up North Podcast. Pat, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
So good to be here. Thank you.
Well, Pat, so good to see you again, man. Let's talk about what it is you've been up to. Up North News, and what's the Courier newsroom? And tell us, what have you been up to in the Northwoods, Pat?
Sure. For folks that haven't been amongst the 50,000 or so subscribers and Facebook friends and such, Up North News is a state-based political newsroom. Not entirely politics. We can't do all work and no play. So we have several good feature stories from around Wisconsin as well. But by and large, we're doing something I wanted to do way back all those years when I was anchoring the news on radio and TV in the Eau Claire area. And that is actually just be a little bit more honest with the audience. That doesn't mean you have to be the, you know, the Fox News of the left or something like that. It just means that we're living up to the old adage of, you know, it isn't a reporter's job to say one person says it's raining and one person says it's sunny. It's a reporter's job to open the damn window and tell you who's right and who's wrong. And that's what we're doing at Up North News. We do it through our website stories. We do it through a daily newsletter. And now we're going to do it with some daily visits here with your fine listeners.
Pat, there's not enough local journalism, not just in the state of Wisconsin. This is happening all over the place. But with the reduction in print journalism, there's not a lot of locally serving journalism. And when you get north of Portage, we often joke, you know, or north of Waupun, or pick your latitude and longitude in the state of Wisconsin, it gets really tough to find fair journalism or any journalism, Pat. So
yeah, it really does. And this is from somebody who, you know, was a news director in Rice Lake for a time and certainly has both served in office and as a journalist throughout northern parts of the state. The news deserts are real, and they've been exacerbated by, you know, what has been filling the void. And a lot of that has been, you know, right wing talk, which has been a danger. It's a documented danger. There's nothing wrong with having opinions, you know, but it's when those opinions are rooted in misinformation coming from entities that, you know, are pretending to be news, but are feeding things that are demonstrably not true, that really explain, you know, why there is a space in the media landscape for an entity like Up North News. And we've been as well received as we have been because people have known that there's always been room for a values-based, upfront, left of center news operation that is still rooted in facts, that does not lie to its audience, but does say, you know, here's where we come from. Best example I can give is how many reporters we've had, you know, of you and I have met as well, who have had stories that were turned more conservative by editors or publishers, but who didn't, you know, have the guts to tell that to their audience. Whereas we tell our audience where we come from, judge us by our product, and you know it's been very well received as a result.
Now, Pat, Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News, he's going to begin giving commentary each and every day. We're going to play it out twice a day right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Free journalism, accessible journalism. I mean, I don't think anyone minded paying 50 cents for the local paper when there was some news in the local paper. But there's not a lot of news in the local paper anymore. And there's not a lot of accessible free journalism. I don't worry about people that have, you know, subscription services to the Washington Post. If you are that sort of consumer and you can afford to pay for subscriptions, you'll get your news. But people need
without a doubt
free news, Pat. And I think that's where I've always felt like free news is on the radio dial. I know that your service is also free to the consumer.
Yes, it is. We don't have a paywall. We won't have a paywall. And what we're finding is it certainly has taken many, many years. But the media business is finding its revenue legs in other areas. That may be under through underwriting. It may be through the nonprofit model that you see, like with Wisconsin Examiner and States Newsroom and other not-for-profit models that are out there. Certainly, you know, just charitable giving. We've seen plenty of sites that are not, they're basically very small entities that ask for listener or reader support. I really want to throw a shout out to Dan Schaefer, who does the recombobulation area out in Milwaukee. He's a great example. I, you know, gladly send him whatever it is, you know, $5 a month or something to support that kind of local journalism in the Milwaukee area. So all we need for people to do is, you know, have that balanced media diet. And if it's a radio station like this one, support those advertisers. And if it's one that doesn't have advertising, then, you know, look for other ways to support it and keep that product as free as possible.
Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. Pat, I don't know if you'd seen some of the headlines today. A new sort of longitudinal study, a study of news consumership. And they specifically paid people not to watch Fox News. They paid them to watch CNN as an alternative. And Pat, I was kind of shocked by the outcome. Effectively, even the hardest core Fox News watching Trumpsters, when posed with alternative outlets of facts, will actually begin adopting the factual choices and will start becoming skeptics of being fed propaganda. Is there a lesson there for guys like you and I, Pat?
There is, and I'll have to put my other hat on for a second, and that was the hat of a left of center politician as a state senator in the legislature from 2006 to 2010, and then a congressional candidate up here in the 7th Congressional District in 2012. These are areas that people consider bright, bright red, and I would say no, they're actually not. But people, you know, can only experience the conversations that they're exposed to when they are exposed to other trusted sources. They are willing to consider other points of view, but because too many media outlets, newspapers, radio stations couldn't make money with anything but right-wing talk, that's what they were fed. And it really does take those conversations. You can't pay everybody to be a more responsible news consumer, but it does tell you, as I found out knocking on all those doors and going to all those coffee shops, there is absolutely room for honest conversation and for people to, you know, at least now and then, you know, challenge their preconceived notions and you know, maybe see things in a different light.
Well, Pat, we can certainly hope for that. Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. You also do the Wednesday night show, the Up North podcast. You and our friend Kirk Bankstead and Sarah. What's coming up this week? I understand you guys have been doing good show after good show.
I'm just happy to hitchhike along with Kirk Bankstead and Sarah Yacoub and the work they're doing through the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. They simply wanted someone with tones almost as golden as yours. And so I just let
up,
Kirk,
man. Yeah. Keep sucking up. We love it here.
I just let Kirk, you know, work on the guests and the topics, and I try to make it sound nice and clean here for them. And so I always look forward every Monday night and Tuesday to find out what Kirk's up to next, and happy that people listen on Wednesday evenings at 7 here or on the weekends as a podcast.
Pat Kreitlow from the Up North News. Listen, his commentary coming at you twice a day right here on Devil Radio and The Shaw, 540 AM, 101 FM. Pat, we'll catch up real soon. Come
back. You bet. Thanks so much.
Devil's Advocates is next.